Hello, and welcome to the NJ Homegirls Midtown Direct Real Estate Report. I'm Amy McCampbell, and I'm here each week to give you all the info you need for buying and selling a home along the Midtown Direct line in New Jersey. So it's almost spring, and lots of you guys are probably starting to play around with the real estate websites, places like Zillow. Now, the great thing about the internet in real estate is that you can find so much information out there. You can find listings, you can find pictures, open houses, home values, school and neighborhood rankings. All of these amazing resources are out there for the buyer, seller, and even the person who just likes to look. Of course, the most popular resource is Zillow. It's like the Google of real estate searches, and it is indeed terrific. But today, I'm going to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind while you search on Zillow. It's the things that Zillow doesn't always get right, and actually one thing that it does have of interest, particularly for folks looking for houses in our market. Now, probably one of the most popular features on Zillow is its Zestimate. As agents, we often find people who use this number almost as a gold standard. It's sellers who say, this is how much my house must be worth, and then buyers who use the Zestimates to craft an offer. They say, well, the Zestimate only says the house is worth this much, so I'm not going to offer more than that. So what we've had to educate our clients is that while sometimes the Zestimate can be pretty accurate, it isn't always. And you can test this just by looking at your own home's suggested value on all of the different real estate sites. I did this for my house, and I got values that differed by some $60,000. That's a lot of money. Now, Zillow actually did come in around the middle, sort of in the average, though I will say it is lower than I would think its market value actually is. So I looked at Zillow's own accuracy tracker to see how they do in our area, and for last December 2018, Zillow's median error rate for its Zestimates for Essex County was 6.8%, which is actually higher than their national average of 4.5%. So keep that in mind as you're looking at the Zestimates. Also, remember that a Zestimate doesn't necessarily take into account upgrades or renovations to the home, and that is information they may not have for the other homes around you to which they're comparing. So the best way to find the market value of your house is really to ask your real estate agent to do a CMA, which is a competitive market analysis for your home. Another thing to remember if you're looking for a house is that while Zillow gets the information they post directly from the MLS, they don't always get the information right away. So we get a lot of calls from clients excited about a listing that they saw on Zillow, only to have to tell them that it's already in attorney review or under contract and it just hasn't been reflected on Zillow yet. Zillow does seem to be getting better at this, and the updates seem to be happening a little faster, but it's something to keep in mind that the info on Zillow doesn't always reflect the reality of the house's availability. Now, one thing we do refer our clients to Zillow for is the estimated square footage of a house. In northern New Jersey, we don't typically list the square footage of a home in the MLS listing, but you can often find this information on Zillow, who gets it from the town records. So the bottom line is that real estate sites like Zillow can be amazingly helpful. Just keep in mind their limitations and then call your favorite realtor for the most up-to-date information. That's our report for this week. For links to this and our other briefings, please check out our webpage, njhomegirls.com. There you can also find out how we can help you sell your home or make the move from the boroughs to the burbs. I'm Amy McCampbell, one of the NJ Homegirls of Village Square Realtors in Montclair, New Jersey. Thanks for listening.